Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did not esteem his stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Our Heavenly Father, yes, we thank you for the Sabbath that we have to come and worship thee each week, knowing with a surety that we will be observing it for eternity. But we will have our visible Lord with us to be able to sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus, sitting on the great white throne on the right hand of the living God. We pray, Father, that each one of us will be able to be there to see that and have that opportunity, and that we will bring others to the realization that they also need the Lord Jesus Christ. We just pray that you will direct our minds to the Jesus who is above all, to help us that we may truly live his life and have him in us, to understand the plan of redemption, and that in our humility that we will live and be kind to others. That eternal life that we will have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Instill within us the faith that is so needed. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Did your parents ever tell you the reason why they picked your name that they gave you? My first name was my mother's father. My middle name is my father's father, in other words. But did they pick their name or a relative's name to give to you? Just what it is, you know. And today, really, though, in a lot of cases, names don't mean too much. But for some, there is a long thought-out process. Sometimes that they have it usually before the birth. But then other times they wait afterwards, and some even for a period of time afterwards. But the names don't really mean much today. But the parents choose their names for many reasons. They are different names. Some are weird. I understand you hear some of the names that the celebrities have been naming their children. We wonder where they get these names from, you know, to do that. But some are chosen because of family member, as I was. Some parents pick out some name that may have been a hero to them. And then we see that in many cases. But most of the time, there's no significance behind the choice of a name. But in Bible times, that was different, as we have read and seen there. Names were given for a reason, especially when they were given by God. You know, names meant something there. And they usually lived up to their names. Jacob, the trickster. David, the beloved. Abraham, father of a multitude. And Moses, drawn out. In the Bible, Jesus was given many names and titles. And maybe with these here, it would be looking at Matthew 1 in his birth there, that maybe this would be appropriate more towards Christmas. But I thought it didn't. I took this from the Ministerial Association. But he is called Alpha and Omega, Bread, Bridegroom, Bright and Morning Star, Captain, Covenant, Chosen of God, and Christ. He is the door. He is the desire of all nations. Father, Emmanuel. He is God, High Priest, King of Israel, King of Kings, King of Glory, King Everlasting. He is Life, Light, Love, Lily, Lion, Lamb, Lawgiver, Living Stone, and Lord of Glory. And there's many more. But above all the names given him, The one that is most precious, most sweet and majestic is the name of Jesus. And if you would just quickly look to the hymn number 248, hymn 248, How I Love Jesus. I'm just going to read over the words here, but do it each thing there. 248. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus because he first loved me. And yes, we know it. We have been told that because Jesus first loved me. And this song exalts the name that God said was above every other name. And so let's look at some of the names about Jesus, the name above all other names. If you would turn to our scripture meditation, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Matthew 1, verse 21. Yes, as I said, this is talking about the birth of Jesus. But it is there. Verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Yes. The angel commanded Joseph to name the baby Mary would bear Jesus. But why? Why was that name chosen? That name would describe in detail the entirety of all that Jesus came here to do. That name declares his identity. The name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. It was a very common name in those days, really, in biblical society. But being a common name, but we know that he was no ordinary baby born into this world. His birth was normal, but his conception was anything but the one of the Most High. You can read that in chapter 1 of Luke, verses 26 through 36. But he was a real human baby. Some people today say that Jesus did not exist. Others say that he was just another person. But he was also God in the flesh. John chapter 1, verses 1 and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, God came down to live among men. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. And let's turn there, if you would, to Philippians chapter 2. I'm using some of these verses in our study class this morning here. But Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, who was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes, imagine that. The Creator become dependent on the created. And as we do talk about Jesus in the Bible, of the Bible, we're referring to God in the flesh. And that name declares his intentions. As I said, his name means Jehovah is salvation. And we know that only through Jesus Christ may we have salvation. The word salvation tells us what Jesus came to do, came to this world to accomplish. He came to save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. And the word save means to keep safe and sound, to rescue from danger or destruction. What words for our Lord Jesus to come to save us from ourselves to do that. But how can God, how can Jesus Christ accomplish this? But in Mark 10:45, he tells us in his own words, you don't have to turn there, but to serve his life for ransom for many. Jesus came to this world for one purpose, to die on a cross for sinners, which we are all part of. We just read that in Philippians 2, 8, the last part there. To die on a cross for sinners, even the death of the cross. You can read about this also in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 through 6, in Psalms 22, verse 1, in verses 12 through 18. Even our Lord's great statement that he had in Luke 19 reveals his intentions. Luke 19:10. Let's look to there. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And we know that mankind is lost without the Lord Jesus Christ. For people to know that there's nothing beyond this world if they don't give their hearts over to Jesus. And yet so many don't even care. But Ellen White says, the name of Jesus is all-powerful to save. It is this magic name that dispels our darkness and gives us light in the Lord. It cheers our hearts in the darkest seasons of our pilgrimage and gives us peace. Review and Herald, August 5th, 1909. But in spite of all that he did while he was here on earth, his primary purpose in coming to this world was to die for his people and for us to really realize that Jesus came to die for each and every one of us that we might live. And that name also declares his impoverishment. We know that the name Jesus is his human name given to him by the Lord. And he is given many names in the Bible, but none of like Jesus that can identify him with the people that he came to save, as I said in Philippians chapter 2. He was all God, he was all man also. Imagine this, the Lord of glory came to this world. He came not as a king, but he came as a servant. He was born in a manger, not in a palace. Jesus was able to identify with poverty. We read in Matthew 2, 8, verse 20. He was also understood weariness. You won't have to look up all these verses, but weariness. John chapter 4, verse 6. Matthew 8, verse 24. He understood hunger. Matthew 4, 2. Rejection. John 1, 11. Chapter 19, verse 10. He understood loneliness. John 6, 15. He understood temptation. Matthew 4, 1 through 11, in the wilderness, and even all the rest of the trials of the human condition. He endured all these things so that he might identify himself with us, to understand us, and to be able to comfort us in all of our trials. Hebrews 4, 15 and 16, if you would turn to there, chapter 4 of Hebrews. Hebrews 4, verses 15 and 16. 4. 15 and 16. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And again from Ellen White, whatever spiritual blessings we need, it is our privilege to claim them through Jesus. We may tell Jesus with the simplicity of a child exactly what we need. We may state to him our temporal matters, asking him for bread of life and a robe of righteousness. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things, and you are invited to ask him concerning them. It is through the name of Jesus that every favor is received. God will honor that name and will supply your necessities from the riches of his liberality. That's from prayer, page 221. And also, that name declares his individuality. There were many children in Jesus' time who shared his name. But there was only one that could be called Emmanuel, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Only one baby born that year would grow up to be the Savior of the world. He was the only one that could save a lost soul, John 14, 6. He's the only one that can save a sin-sick soul, Acts 4, 12. We know that humanity has fallen into a deep pit. And as we there lie dying, many of the would-be savers walk by with their advice. The legalist says, you shouldn't fall into pits. The religionist says, I can tell you how to get out of that pit and avoid other pits in the future. The pessimist says, you're going to die in that pit. The optimist says, I have seen worse pits than that. The realist says, you need to accept your pit. The spiritualist says, there is no pit. Then Jesus comes by and he says, I'll get into the pit with you and lift you out. What assurance that we have for the Lord Jesus Christ to lift us out of the pit and mire of sin that we are into. But that's why Jesus died for you and me. Psalms 40. If you turn to chapter 40 of Psalms. Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3. Psalms 40, 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. And yes, that is the type of fear that we need to have to be able to trust in the Lord, to see that there. And so we just pray and know that our Lord Jesus is the one that can save us all. Now, he said earlier one of his titles was King of Kings. How many kings is Jesus said to be? We know that the perfect number is 7. Yes, he's 7 kings in one, and he has 7 crowns. But now we know Jesus as our high priest, but we know at that certain time he will lay aside his priestly attire. Ellen White tells us in Early Writings, page 281, Then I saw Jesus lay off his priestly attire and clothe himself with his most kingly robes. Upon his head were many crowns, a crown within a crown. Surrounded by the angelic host, he left heaven. The plagues were falling upon the inhabitants of the earth. And page 54, it was a crown within a crown, 7 in number. And they are King of the Jews. That makes him a racial king. King of Israel makes him a national king. The King of Righteousness, a spiritual king. He's the King of Ages, makes him an ecclesiastical king. King of Ages, a historical king. King of the Saints, ecclesiastical king, the king of heaven, celestial king, the king of glory, a supernatural king. We know that this pomp and splendor of these seven phases of kingship will add more glory and brilliance and power as Jesus descends from the east as a King of kings and a Lord of lords. And yes, our Lord is coming from the east, that we may one day be able to look and see him coming in all of his glory. Yes, we know that there's something special about Jesus' name. Do you know him? Have you experienced the power behind his name? If you have, you know why that name is above every other name. You know why Jesus is exalted and why just the mention of his precious name knows that we can speak to the ones that are to be troubled, brings comfort to the hurting, life to the dead, joy to the sad, hope to the hopeless, and glory to the saved soul, which I pray that each one of us are. Do you and I need him? We surely do. We know that we do. He is as close as the mention of his name, Isaiah 55:6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Yes, one day he will not be near enough for some people. He will be far off and not be able to hear them. So we just pray that we have that closeness each day as we walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's my prayer this morning, that each one of us will have that daily walk and that we will commune with him daily.
May we bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for all that you do for each and every one. And I ask, Lord, for a blessing on each and every one today. And my prayer is that they take you with them, Lord, when they leave this building, that you will be with them next week, Lord. I pray and ask you, Lord, to give each and every one of us blessings, Lord, like we never had before. In the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. Amen.